This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. The Obama administration is trying to turn a corner on its response to the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. BP reached a milestone last week when it stopped the flow from the blown-out well with a procedure called a static kill. And the government is touting a new report that indicates the impact of the spilled oil is diminishing. Now, the focus is shifting to the region's recovery. NPR's Debbie Elliott has more.
As BP was pumping cement down the throat of its crippled well, the White House dispatched former EPA Administrator Carol Browner to the coast.
The good news is there's no more oil leaking, and I think that's obviously very, very good news. The important thing that we want to say to the people of the Gulf and the people of Pensacola is that while there's no more leaking, we're not leaving.
Browner was back in her native Florida for talks with community and business leaders in St. Petersburg, Panama City, and Pensacola.
Hi, Carol Browner.
Nice to meet you. Our pleasure.
Pensacola Beach realtor Robert Rinke came to ask for a substantial federal investment in getting tourists back to the coast after the peak summer season was wiped out by the oil spill.
We got some oil. It's a problem. We got to resolve it. We can never have it happen again. But our biggest issue is all that publicity from all the networks that was hundreds of millions of dollars of negative publicity. We have to have money to counteract that.
Others want tax incentives for travelers to come to the coast. They say a billion-dollar industry is at stake. Most sound ready to get the oil spill behind them. Escambia County Commissioner Wilson Robertson.
We really believe that we've probably got all we're going to get in Pensacola and Escambia County. If we could just let the world know that, we'd be in good shape.
Browner agrees and says the administration wants to help.
The right story to tell is that these waters and these beaches are very, very pretty. We are going to do everything we can with the microphone, if you will, that we have.
Browner points to a government report out last week that indicates much of the oil is no longer visible in the Gulf.
Where's all the oil?
County Commissioner Gene Valentino of Perdido Key wants more answers.
My real concern remains not the tar balls on the beach, which is ugly and bad and we regret, or the oil at the ocean floor, which we can't see, which everyone's forgotten about, but really the toxicity issue.
Government scientists were clear that the long-term impact of the Gulf oil spill is unknown. Browner says monitoring will continue, but she assures this Pensacola group that the water is safe.
This study suggests not that all of the oil is gone, but there's been a lot of successful efforts to make sure that the oil is being cleaned up, that it is being managed to the best of everybody's ability. My personal reading of it is that that gives me hope that we have turned a very, very important corner.
Not everyone is willing to turn the corner so fast. Escambia County Sheriff David Morgan says early on, BP and federal officials told the local government the oil was not a threat, only to have it wash ashore within days.
How many times do I get to mislead you, lie to you, or whatever, before I lose credibility with you? Forgive our skepticism. We did not create this situation. We're having to live with it.
Enid Siskin with Gulf Coast Environmental Defense shares that skepticism.
From the very beginning of this spill, it seems that the government has leaped onto putting the best face on this whole mess. They're very likely trying to say, see, it's okay now. We've done it. We're okay.
She says the administration shouldn't be so quick to say no problem when the long-term impact is uncertain. But for many here, the immediate recovery issue is getting the coast back in business. Republican Congressman Jeff Miller of Pensacola says, come on down. The water's fine.
Well, there's no question that the beaches are clear. The water is safe. I would have no problem taking my grandchildren to the beach and allowing them to swim in the Gulf.
A test of President Obama's confidence will come next weekend when the first family vacations in Panama City. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.